From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. 7 days into the latest round of violence between Israel and Hamas, a ceasefire does not appear close. As Linda Gradstein explains, Hamas made a series of demands Israel is unlikely to accept.
A Hamas lawmaker in Gaza, Mushir al-Masri, told reporters that there have been no serious efforts towards a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He also said Hamas has a series of demands, including the lifting of Israel's 8-year blockade of Gaza and reopening the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Hamas also wants the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners Israel rearrested in recent weeks. The death toll in Gaza from Israeli airstrikes continues to climb. The United Nations said at least 177 Palestinians have been killed in the past week, one quarter of them children. In Israel, an elderly woman had a heart attack last week while running to a shelter during a rocket attack, and two Bedouin sisters were injured today from rocket fire. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is noting more deficiencies in the way the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention handled an anthrax contamination incident last month. NPR's Richard Harris says the CDC apparently used expired disinfectant when decontaminating the lab.
Last month, dozens of scientists at the CDC were exposed to anthrax germs that were supposed to have been rendered safe, but which might still have posed a risk. The CDC said last week that it appears highly unlikely that any of the anthrax material was actually dangerous. But scientists didn't know that at the time, and the USDA says CDC made mistakes as it reacted to the problem. According to a summary of the report released by a congressional committee, technicians at the CDC used bleach that had expired to decontaminate the lab, and many people potentially exposed to the dangerous bacteria waited days to be informed and to get a medical exam. The USDA will testify about its report Wednesday. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Crews in the West are battling a string of wildfires today, some touched off by lightning strikes over the past several days. In Oregon, a fire near Sprague River has already destroyed 6 homes and more than a dozen other buildings. Walter Butch Browning owns the local general store there and says so far the flames are moving away from him.
Wind's blowing pretty hard. It's blowing in the right direction to get it away from my house. I'm sure they're having a hard time keeping a handle on it on the other end of it.
Crews are also dealing with fires in Idaho's Boise County, where officials say 60 residents have now been advised to evacuate. Citigroup is agreeing to pay out $7 billion to resolve claims it misled investors about shoddy mortgages during the height of the financial crisis. New York-based financial firm's settlement with the Justice Department involves the largest ever civil penalty leveled by the agency. Justice contends Citigroup knew many of the mortgages backed in the securities market were unsafe and actually ticking time bombs, which would collapse. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 111 points. This is NPR. According to Ukraine's defense minister, one of the country's transport planes was shot down today along the eastern border with Russia. Officials say all 8 of those on board were able to bail out safely. Separatist rebels have claimed responsibility for the attack, though Ukrainian officials are rejecting that and blaming Russia for shooting down the plane. In the past 2 weeks, Ukraine's government has taken back around half of the territory in eastern Ukraine that had been held by pro-Russian separatists. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is issuing new guidelines on pregnancy discrimination. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports it's the first update in more than 30 years.
Even though the Pregnancy Discrimination Act passed in 1978, Peggy Mastriani of the EEOC says the message didn't get through.
So we continue to get a lot of charges from pregnant women who are not hired because they're obviously pregnant, who are terminated when they become pregnant or when they return from maternity leave.
The new EEOC guidelines make clear none of this is legal, and they spell out how the Americans with Disabilities Act can cover some conditions related to pregnancy. The EEOC also suggests possible accommodations, letting a pregnant worker sit on a stool, carry a water bottle, or change her schedule. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The government's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it's going after a major debt collection firm, which it's accusing of being essentially a mill for producing what it called shoddy credit card collection lawsuits. This claim filed in federal court in Atlanta. The government claims Frederick J. Hanna Associates failed to do even basic due diligence. In one instance, a Georgia attorney signing off on 180,000 lawsuits over a 2-year period. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.